In 2012, then-Governor Jan Brewer issued an executive order denying driver's licenses for so-called dreamers, immigrants who were brought to this country illegally at a young age. But the Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals ruled against the state and said Arizona has no right to decide the issue for itself. Now, Attorney General Mark Brnovich is making a last-ditch effort to let Governor Doug Ducey deny driver's licenses to those covered by DACA, President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that allows dreamers who qualify to stay in the country and get work permits. Brnovich is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Ninth Circuit's ruling on this. And here for more details on this, Evelyn Cruz is a clinical law professor at the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law at ASU. And Evelyn, first, what's the legal history of this case? What did the Ninth Circuit decide?
The court decided that the state of Arizona could not deny driver's license to the DACA kids in the same way that it could not deny driver's licenses to individuals who were in the process of immigrating into the United States or were applying for other immigration benefits.
Right. And what was the state arguing in those cases, even though they lost?
The state was arguing that the idea of providing individuals with driver's licenses is an idea that rests and a right that rests with the states, not the federal government. And therefore, the state should be allowed to determine who in the state will be allowed to have a driver's license.
Right. And part of the Ninth Circuit's decision on this, right, was that the state has no right to decide the issue for itself, that those people are here legally based on federal law. So there are some implications for states' rights in this case, then, for sure.
Correct. Because the Ninth Circuit, in its original decision and in its decision last summer, for the permanent injunction, said, look, state of Arizona, yes, you have a right to decide who gets a driver's license, but you have already decided that individuals who have some kind of permission from the federal government to be in the state will be able to get themselves a driver's license. You cannot then pick and choose between those individuals and grant some but not others.
Okay. So now the Supreme Court may accept this case. The Attorney General is asking them to consider it. So what would the state of Arizona have to convince the Supreme Court of in order to win this if they do accept it?
Well, the state of Arizona first tried to get the Ninth Circuit to reconsider their decision, given the fact that we now have a different precedent, mm-hmm. and this is an executive order. When that was denied in February, the state is now saying to the Supreme Court, hey, can you look at this? We think that we have a reasonable argument, not only in our state rights, but also in the fact that this was not handled to the Administrative Procedures Act, which is, by the way, the same argument that won in Texas in relation to the second DACA case that came up, Texas v. U.S.
Right. Okay. And so considering that they have lost this case up until now, what would you anticipate happening if this does go to the Supreme Court, depending on who's on the court as well?
Right. It's an interesting question. Arizona is the only state that has denied driver's licenses to individuals. It might gain some attention from the justices if other states start thinking or rethinking their position on the issue and therefore might consider it. More likely, it's gaining the ear of the administration in Washington, and that may have more movement than the court.
So if it were to go to the Supreme Court, though, and have that kind of national stage, this kind of issue, what do you think the bigger picture implications are for other cases involving DACA students or involving immigration in general?
Well, one of the things is whether an executive order can survive despite the fact that it wasn't processed through the traditional system of issuing regulations and reviewing them and deciding whether or not they should be going into effect, which is what's required under the EPA, the Administrative Procedures Act, and that perhaps if executive orders can do things by bypassing the APA, then you will have so many changes in not just in immigration cases, but also in any case that involves an agency, including the environmental agencies and the Securities Exchange Commission. So it does have ramifications, not just in immigration, but in any agency.
All right. Evelyn Cruz is a clinical law professor at the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law at ASU. Evelyn, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.